Welcome to the top stories today, from the Financial Times. First up, Credit Suisse has warned that its investment bank will report a loss for the fourth quarter as trading revenue slowed, marking the latest blow to the Swiss lender reeling from the exit of Antonio Horta Osorio this month. The final quarter of 2021 saw a slowdown in revenues at its investment bank that partly reflected a reversion to more normal trading conditions, Credit Suisse said on Tuesday. Alongside the decline, the bank also said it would take a 500 million Swiss franc or $545 million provision in the fourth quarter to cover litigation settlements, mostly tied to its investment banking business. Next, Unilever plans to axe about 1,500 management roles globally as the company faces pressure from investors to improve performance after a failed £50 billion attempt to buy GlaxoSmithKline's consumer health unit. The proposals will lead to about 15% of senior jobs and 5% of more junior management roles being cut. The consumer goods group does not plan to cut factory jobs, it said in a statement on Tuesday. It will also lose Sunny Jain, a well-known industry figure and president of its beauty and personal care division, who was hired from Amazon less than 3 years ago. Jain has decided to leave Unilever to set up an investment fund in technology megatrends, the group said. And now, Deutsche Bank alerted Germany's financial crime watchdog to a €160,000 payment made by a client to one of its most senior bankers, which the men later explained was part of a failed attempt to buy a Porsche. A soccer woman, then head of Deutsche's private client business in Germany, received the money in 2018 from Daniel Ruck, managing director of Eisfeld Dry Ice Engineering, a company that cleans chemical plants, according to documents seen by the Financial Times and people familiar with the matter. Woman has since become chief executive of asset manager DWS. As well as taking the highly unusual step of filing a suspicious activity report on a transaction involving one of its own bankers, Deutsche has recently widened an internal investigation into the matter, according to people familiar with the situation. Next up, Metropolitan Police Commissioner Cressida Dick has bowed to mounting pressure to investigate alleged breaches of lockdown rules around Downing Street and Whitehall, saying her force was investigating a number of parties. Dick told a hearing at the London Assembly that the Met was acting after receiving information from the Cabinet Office, where Sue Gray, a senior official, is investigating the parties. She added that the force had investigated several other events that appeared to have taken place at Downing Street and Whitehall, but had decided that those events did not reach the threshold for criminal investigation. And finally, a US solar power boom is at risk of stalling, just as the country needs a surge in clean energy projects to meet its goals to strip carbon from electricity supplies. Strong demand from utilities, corporate buyers, and some states is colliding with cost inflation and supply congestion, weighing on an industry that has been poised for another record year of growth in 2022. Wood Mackenzie, a consultancy, recently cut its growth forecast for utility-scale projects in 2022 by a third. It now expects total installations, which also include rooftop and smaller-scale projects, will be less than last year. That's it for now, from this episode of the Top Stories Today, read aloud by Microsoft Azure AI. Let us know what you think of this experimental digest by filling out a survey at ft.com/topstoriestoday, or emailing your thoughts to topstoriestoday@ft.com. Thanks for listening.